ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविभ्राजो ददातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः See, Tamana Maharshi is in this text what we are doing. Parama Purna Sat Spurati. The 20th verse we saw. Parama Purna Sat Spurati. Parama Sat means what? Sat is existence. And Parama Sat means what? The absolute existence. What absolute reality, which is the existence of the Jagat, is Parama Sat. So the absolute reality, reality being reality, all pervasiveness is in nature, swarupam. It doesn't need to do any karma, isn't it? Like water fills the ocean, to be full of the ocean, the water need not do anything. Similarly, here the reality, the absolute reality, which is the existence sat of the universe, now, which is of the nature of fullness, the nature of pervasiveness, is what of Parama Purna Sat. That reality, Swayam Spurati, it shines by itself. You don't need to search for the reality. Why? Because just as the wave or ocean, they cannot hide the H2O, cover the H2O. Similarly, the reality also, it reveals by itself. Spurati, it shines by itself. But for the reality, which cannot be covered or hidden by anything, even though it is not hidden by anything, what is it which covers it, hides it? Here, remember this one thing very important, very carefully. Ignorance. The thing need not, sometimes we can say, covered means, we say ignorance covers. Ignorance hides. This way, avrunoti. Avrunoti means what? Covers. Like gachati, patati, likati. There is a verb called avrunoti. Avrunoti means what? Covers. Now you can say vastram hastam avrunoti. The cloth covers the hand. It being covered means what? Being hidden or being prevented from seen. No? Being prevented from seen is called avrunoti. For avrutam means covered. Avaranam covering. So what is that this reality is? How can the reality be covered? Like H2O cannot be covered by wave, H2O cannot be covered by, hidden by ocean. Why? How can the wave, the form and name, the ocean, the name and form, which is dependent on the very H2O for its existence, how can it cover it? Similarly, this reality, what is the reality here? Now we know Chaitanyam, the Chaitanyam Brahma. The absolute reality, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness, the pure heart cannot be covered by anything. No, can be covered by anything means what? It cannot be prevented from being known or from being seen or from being recognized. Why? Because the seer, the seen, the seeing, everything being dependent on the very awareness. How can they cover? Isn't it? But still, it is as though covered. The reality is as though covered. Therefore, what now? It doesn't shine. So, not shining means what? Not being, being covered is, not being covered, being hidden is what? It is not being, not being, no? Not being shown, not shining. Vilangamena, parambrule vilangamena nana, marekka petrithale vilangame. Being covered is called not shining, non-shining of the reality. So the reality doesn't, now he says, Parama Purna Sat shines. Right, it shines means what? It is not covered anymore. So what is it which covers here now? Is there really something which goes and covers? No. Ajnanam covers. Ignorance covers. How can ignorance cover the reality? No? Understand. I had to give an example. No, whether you remember this. Long ago I told you this. You know what I told? Whether you remember that, I give this example, really it happened for me. That's why I always give an example. What is that red flower fruit in Sri Lanka? I forgot. Rambutan. I gave example. Once it's a fruit called rambutan, okay? From Tamil name, I think, I don't know. It has a red fruit with a lot of, a hairy stuff on the leaf, fruit. And then rambutan fruits, I was staying in Red Bidwan family, one of the families, and they had basket full of rambutans. And they didn't say it's a fruit.
It's a lychee's family.
Eh?
Lychee's.
Lychee's, yeah, some family like that, something like that. And then the flower, beautiful, it looked nice to see lots of red fruits together in the Sri Lankan family. Somebody came and somebody brought it from there, I think. Something, they got export something. And it's a big family. And then I was staying with them. And the lady of the house, I had a key with me. So always I had owned the keys, okay? I don't know. I had the Bhagavan's Prarabdham, okay? I always owned that. Whether the house or mine or not, I always owned, I was having the keys of the houses. I was having the keys with me. And that were really very beautiful, very nice people. What happened? I used to have lots of people to eat with me. All the young boys used to come and I used to feed them and all that. And then one day that lady, she was about to leave the house. She said, Swamyama, there are lots of rambutans are there and please eat. She said and left. And then it was just in the front of the hall, on the dining table, she told me to take and eat something rambutan. I didn't even hear the word rambutan, okay? Something she told me to eat. I just went inside and outside. Too many times I went to the kitchen. Sometime at 11, 11, 10 or 12 o'clock, I felt like eating something. I went in the kitchen. I just searched around, came out. I saw the whole hall I was searching for, searched, and then I don't know what she told me to eat, you know? And then she told me to eat something, rambutan. And then I was just seeing the rambutan, I tell you. I was just sitting in front of the rambutan, the basket. But I did not feel like I could not take it and eat it. And she told me to eat rambutan. I could not even connect this fruit to rambutan. No, that I didn't take it. And such, and then I left it. And then I ate some bread and something. I ate. And afterwards, the evening she came. And I said, Amma, you told me to eat. You didn't tell me where you kept it. You just told me to eat something and you left rambutan. Where is rambutan? You told me to eat, but you didn't tell me. I couldn't take it. She said, Swamini, what are you saying? For your sake, when I kept outside, look at this. This is what is rambutan, she told me in the evening. I kept outside, it is sitting here, you didn't take it. You know, I was seeing rambutan, I was sitting next to rambutan all the time. Now searching around the rambutan basket, I didn't pick up one, no way. What is that which covered rambutan from seeing? Tell me. I was not blind. Rambutan was there. What covered rambutan? Tell me, from being taken. My ignorance are what rambutan is. Rambutan is always. Rambutan cannot be created, okay? Rambutan is already there. My not picking up rambutan is due to my ignorance of what rambutan is. That is why ignorance of what it is covers it. Similarly here, the reality, the Paramapurna Sat also is hidden by what now? Ajnanam. Ajnanam avrunoti. Ajnanena avritam jnanam. Jnanam, okay, the pure knowledge is avritam, covered by what? Ajnanam. Like rambutan is avritam by ignorance of rambutan. Simple thing, isn't it? You have it in front of you, but you don't pick it up means you do not know what it is, that's all. Isn't it? So ignorance of what it is, sometimes it covers. Like a cover. Avaranam iva avaranam. It's not like a cover. It's not really cover. Avaranam iva avaranam means what? Just as a cover, any sheath covers things, similarly, from being seen, similarly, ajnanam also what now? Covers. Is it clear now? So here also, this ignorance of what reality is covered. It covers the reality. Now the reality shines. That means what? So reality being known what it is reality shining. Reality being not known is what? Reality being covered. So paramapurna sat spurati. When does it spurati? When you discover, look at this, kadaspurati, when does reality shines? The parampurul eppozhudhu vilangugiradhu enna? when, look at this, when ahami, no, when this, when you discover the truth, the origin of the I, when you discover the origin of the I thought, source of the I thought, then what happens? Do you understand that I thought is just a thought which doesn't exist outside of reality? You resolve the I thought in reality. So when you discover the source of the I thought, existence of the I thought, then I thought resolves in reality. Like, you can resolve it. Oh, it's all mithya. When I thought is resolved, then what shines is only the reality. Understand now, what shines only reality? That's what he says, ahami nasha, the 20th verse we say, ahami nasha bhaji, aham ahantaya kurati. The reality which is the I of, now we can say H2O is the I of the wave. Like that, I of the I thought is what? The pure awareness. The pure awareness which is I of the I thought, which is the absolute reality, which is the existence, and which is of the nature of fullness, shines by itself when ahami nasha bhaji, when the I thought is resolved. See, resolving the I thought, knowing its reality being awareness, is I thought being destroyed. Resolving is destroyed. You don't destroy the wave here, literally speaking. You're resolving the wave in H2O, knowing its reality being H2O is what? The wave being destroyed, resolved in awareness. It's not real destruction, isn't it? So when I thought is resolved, this awareness, purati, means when the ignorance of reality is dispelled, then naturally in the knowledge it shines. When you know what rambutan is, in knowledge rambutan shines. Ignorance, rambutan is covered. That's how here also paramburul shines, awareness shines. Parama purna satis purati kada ajnane na nashte. How you resolve the ignorance, how you dispel the ignorance, how you dispel it? By knowing the source of the I thought. We know the source of the I thought is resolved in reality, then what happens? Ajnanam is dispelled. In the ajnanam of the reality being dispelled, in knowledge shines. What shines? In knowledge of the reality, the absolute knowledge, absolute reality shines. Parambarulai patri arivil, arivannum parambarul vulangahiradu. Is it clear now? In knowledge of rambutan, rambutan shines. Ignorance of rambutan, rambutan doesn't shine. Vilangala. Yena. Marchirchi. Ajnana marchirchi. You understand now? Like that now, when you know what rambutan is, in knowledge of rambutan, rambutan shines. In ignorance of rambutan, rambutan doesn't shine. That doesn't shine means what? Not being known is what? It's as well as non-existent, isn't it? That which is not known means it is as well as non-existent. Irundhalum illada madhiri. Ena ariyame. Is it clear now? So this is what he says here. When does parambarul vilangahiradu? Look at this. It's a very beautiful thing. I remember. Reality is always there. When is H2 away from the waves? No, when is light away from the illumined objects? Always. You know, the object is illumined, object is seen, perceived means it is very clear this light is very much there. Isn't it? So there's no time the reality, the awareness is away from in any perception, any knowledge, any cognition, any recognition, any understanding. In waking, in deep sleep state, in dream state, when is awareness away? Tell me. Always awareness shines. But awareness is what now? Doesn't shine. Always awareness is like rambutan is, but rambutan doesn't shine. See, when awareness is, awareness doesn't shine. Why? Because awareness is non-existent for you. Why? Because it is not known. When it is known, when do you know awareness? Your awareness becomes known when you understand the source of the I thought. When you understand the source or the what is this I thought, the basis of all other thoughts, now where does it originate from, where does it exist, when you understand the reality of the I thought is known, I thought being pure awareness is known, then I thought is resolved in that awareness. When the I thought is resolved in that awareness, then what happened? The entire mind is resolved in that awareness. Then there's ignorance of knowledge, awareness also, ignorance of the reality being awareness is resolved. When ignorance of awareness, reality being awareness is dispelled, then what happens? Awareness shines. பரம்பொருளை பற்றி அறியாமையில் பரம்பொருள் விளங்குவதில்லை. பரம்பொருளை பற்றி அறிவில் பரம்பொருள் விளங்குகிறதுன்னா அப்போ வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? விளங்குதல் விளங்காமை வந்து இருப்பது இல்லாம இல்ல. பரம்பொருள் இஸ் இட்ஸ் நாட் பிகாஸ் சி வென் யூ சே ரியாலிட்டி ஷைன்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ். ரியாலிட்டி டசன்ட் ஷைன் மீன்ஸ் வாட் வி திங்க் ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் நாட் தேர். நோ, ரியாலிட்டி இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் தேர். Never it is not there, isn't it? It cannot be like that. Reality is always there. But when it shines, it is there. It doesn't shine, it is as though it is not there. Why it is doesn't shine? Because it is not known. In jnanam, it shines. Arivilum rambuttan irikkirathu, ariyamayum rambuttan irikkirathu. But eppo namakku valangudhu? Arivil valangukirathu. Idhaan rambuttan valangirichu, valangudhu. இருக்கிறது விளங்குது, isn't it? In ignorance doesn't shine. Like that he says, Paramapurnasattu Spurati. Is it clear now? So how to know the reality? In knowledge, Paramapurul shines. In knowledge, awareness shines. See, in the wake of knowledge, please understand, in the wake of the knowledge of what Rambuttan is, Rambuttan shines. Is always there, but it at one point it shines, at one point doesn't shine. Isn't it? When it shines, when doesn't shine? When the, in the wake of knowledge of what Rambuttan is, Rambuttan shines. When the ignorance of Rambuttan is, Rambuttan doesn't shine. Is it clear now? So not shining is being covered by ignorance. That is why ignorance is said to be avaranam. Cover. Is it clear now? So here also we say similarly here, when the reality is always there, reality is not known, doesn't shine. Reality is known, it shines. But how do you know reality? By knowing the truth of the mind. How do you know the truth of the mind? By knowing the truth of the I thought. How do you know the truth of the I thought? By enquiry. What is the enquiry? What this I thought, I is all about. I is a vritti. I, the first person singular pronoun, is nothing but a vritti initially. The vritti is what? A thought form, thought modification. Where does it, what the thought also is object of knowledge? Because in waking it is there, in deep sleep it is not there. If it is not there in deep sleep state, it is there in the waking state. Where does it come from? Where does it resolve? Where does it exist? When you analyze, when you inquire into the truth of the I thought, you stumble upon what? Now you stumble upon the awareness. Then once you upon the awareness, oh my God, awareness alone is there. Awareness alone is in the form of rises as the I thought. Once you recognize this, when you know the truth of the I thought being awareness, I thought becomes resolved in that awareness. So when you recognize the reality as the existence of the I thought, resolve the I thought in that awareness, there is a knowledge of what awareness is. Now what reality is? You have the knowledge of the reality being awareness. No, may jnanam param arive tumiyana arive paramparulaga irupadu vilangugirathu. You recognize the reality being pure awareness, or pure awareness being the reality. Then what happens now? The knowledge in the wake of the knowledge of what reality is, or reality being pure awareness, awareness, the all pervasive, the absolute reality, which is the existence of the universe, which is of the nature of fullness and of pervasiveness, shines. Is it clear? It is the 20th verse, where we stopped last class. Now he says, Idamaham pada bhikyamanvaham இஹ மதம் பதா பிக்யமன்வகம் அகமிலீனகே பிரலய சத்தயா அகமிலீனகே பிரலய சத்தயா இதமகம் பதா பிக்யமன்வகம் இதமகம் பதா பிக்யமன்வகம் அகமிலீனகே பிரலய சத்தயா அகமிலீனகே பிரலய சத்தயா. சோ ஹி சேஸ் இதம் அகம்பத ஆபிக்யம் அன்வகம் அகமிலீனகே அபி அலய சத்தயா அஸ்தி பாதி. வாட் ஹி சேஸ் இதம் அகம்பத ஆபிக்யம். அகம்பத ஆபிக்யம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? லைக் வேவ் பத ஆபிக்யம் H2O. லுக் அட் திஸ், வேவ் பத ஆபிக்யம் H2O. That means what? What is wave name and form is a vachyartha. Wave, lakshyartha of wave is what? H2O. So, wave pada abhikyam means H2O. Similarly, aham pada abhikyam. What is implied by the first person singular pronoun, the word I, which is I thought, is what now? The content of the I thought is awareness. Okay, that awareness, there's no time it is not there. It is always there. Anvaham bhati. This idam ahampada abhikyam anvaham asti. Anvaham means what? Day by day, day and night, always. Anvaham means sada, always. So the reality of the I thought, always it shines. அன்வகம் பாதி இதம் அகம்பத ஆபிக்யம். இந்த நான் என்ற சொல்லின் பொருளாக இருக்கின்ற பரம்பொருள், அறிவே ஆகிய பரம்பொருள் அன்வகம் ஆல்வேஸ் இட் இஸ் தேர். நோ, இட்ஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் தேர். ஹவு டேஸ் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் தேர்? ஈவன் வென் தி ஐ தாட் இஸ் நாட் தேர். The reality of the I thought, the awareness, is always there even when the I thought is not there. It's like what? The reality of the wave H2O is always there even when the wave is resolved. Wave is resolved, wave can be resolved, wave can rise. But what is always there? The name and form wave can resolve, the name and form wave can rise. But what is always there? H2O. Similarly, whether the I thought rises as the I thought is resolved, even always what is there is what? H2O. No? Awareness. Is it clear now? So, ahami leenake api, even when the I thought is resolved in deep sleep state, when the I thought is there as the I thought in the waking state, or the I thought is resolved in the deep sleep state, always it, what is there? Awareness is there. Ahami leenake api. Ahami leenake means what? Even when the I thought is not there. I thought is not there means what? Even when the knowledge that I am is not there. When the I am is not there in deep sleep state. When this knowledge that I am is not there in deep sleep state. When this I thought is resolved in deep sleep state. Even then. நான் என்கின்ற எண்ணம் இல்லாத போதும் நான் என்ற எண்ணத்தின் இருப்பாக இருக்கின்ற பரம்பொருள் விளங்குகிறது. Is it clear now? Even when the I thought is resolved, the reality of the I thought is there, shines as what? As pure knowledge. Ahami leenake api. Is it clear now? How do you say? Because in deep sleep state, you know the I thought is not there. I am not there in deep sleep state. But in waking state, you know you are. In deep sleep state, you do not know you are. You are not knowing you are. Therefore, what? I thought is not there in deep sleep state. நான் இருக்கேன் என்ற அறிவு ஆழ்ந்த உறக்கத்தில் இல்லை. Isn't it? The knowledge that I am is not there in deep sleep state. But even when the thought is not there, what is there? Awareness is there. See, it is worth listening second time also, because that even though the textbook is the same, don't feel upset with this. It is very good to listen because for clarity. Ahami leenake api. Ahami leenake means what? Even when the I thought is not there in deep sleep state, alaya sattaya, as unresolved reality, always shines. Alaya sattaya. No, what shines there? Aham pada abhikyam. So what is implied by the I thought? are the first person singular pronoun, the word I, is what the pure awareness, which is the reality of the I thought. That reality always is there, even when the thought is not there. When the wave is there, H2O is there. When the wave has gone, what happened to H2O? H2O is still there. But what happened to waveform? Waveform has gone. It has resolved. Odungidichu alai. Alai odungina enna? Thannir tharumbu irukkirathu. Similarly, he is very beautiful. He says, no, I don't think anybody can say more, simpler than this. Ahami leena ke api alaya sattaya odungamal irupadu. Alaya satta means that which is there without resolving. That which is there, no, disappearing. What is there without disappearing, without resolving? It cannot resolve. Because it has to be there always. As absolute existence, alaya satta means what? As an absolute existence, that which is there always is absolute existence. That which is there for time, sometimes it is not there for some time, is what? Relative existence or empirical existence, isn't it? So that which is a wave is empirical relative existence. H2O is absolute existence with reference to wave. Is it clear now? The wave, similarly here, I is thought is what now? I thought is relative existence. But what is the existence of the I thought? Awareness is what? Absolute existence. He says, anvaham, we have to add one more word, bhati. Anvaham bhati, day and night, always. There is no fraction of second, no time when the awareness is not there. Awareness always shines. When does it shine? Even when the I thought is not there. Ahami leenake api. When I thought is not there means what? I thought is, please understand, if the I thought is not there, no other thought is there. No mind is there. What happened to mind? Mind will be resolved totally. The mind is what resolved means what? All the sense powers will be resolved. The sense powers are resolved means what? All the powers of organs of actions also will be resolved. Pranas alone will be functioning in deep sleep state. That is why you feel hungry when you wake up. Understand now? Pranas alone will be functioning. See, I thought, the one thought is resolved means the whole jagat will be resolved. Look at this. If you are not there, jagat is not there. Now tell me who is superior. The whole jagat, vast cosmos, will be as good as non-existent if you are not there. You can't say jagat is therefore I see. Hey, you are there, jagat is there. Understand now? The I thought is there, naan engira ennam elundhen sonna, all other thoughts will be there. If all the thoughts are there, then perception is possible. If perception is there, whole jagat shines. Light shines, sound shines. You know that? Whole jagat bhati. When? Only when you were there. Look at this. That's why when the I thought is not there, means what? All the thoughts also will be resolved. The entire mind will be resolved. If the entire mind is resolved, means what? Sense powers, powers of organs, of actions, all will be resolved. Therefore what? That's why no activity is possible. Except the somnambulist, everybody will be fall, you know, flat. Why no activities? All the powers of organs, of actions are resolved. It is why in Ananda Urukkathil you had to fall flat only. Or you can sit in sleep, that's a different thing. But still body doesn't move. Why? Because powers of organs, of actions are resolved. No perception takes place. Why? Because no powers of sense organs are also resolved. Sense powers are resolved. All 10 powers will be resolved if the mind is resolved. When is the mind resolved? Even the I thought is resolved. The perception does not take place. What happens? The whole jagat will be resolved now. Look at this. That is why in deep sleep state you do not know anything what is happening around. Isn't it? The whole jagat is as good as non-existent as long as you are asleep. There is no wife, no husband, no children, no relatives, no friends, no pain, no pleasure, no grievances, no worries. When? How long? As long as you are not there. You are not there means what? I thought is resolved. What do you mean by I thought being resolved? The knowledge that I am. Understand now? The knowledge that I am, non irikiren, enra arivu, ennam. And the ennam odingi irikira varai. What happens now? The knowledge that I am is not there, I thought is resolved. Look, it is amazing, isn't it? That is why it's enough if you don't talk about the whole jagat now. Talk about only one thought. That is why, what is, this is aham pada abhikyam. What is aham padam, the first person singular pronoun I? What is this? No, this is nothing but what I thought. What is the lakshat? What is implied by that? What is the origin of that I thought? You know, of a pure awareness. He says, and that awareness, what is implied by the awareness, the reality, the source of the I thought, always shines even when the I thought is not there. Remember this, even when the wave, name and form is resolved, H2O continues to be there. Similarly, even when the I thought is not there, awareness continues to be there. Anvaham bhati. Understand, ahami, linake api, alaya sattaya. As absolute existence, what shines is the pure awareness. It's a very interesting thing, isn't it? Do you get the point what I'm saying?
Swami, the prana is also included in the jagat, isn't it?
So everything.
How can you say the whole jagat is resolved when the I thought is not there?
No, whole jagat is resolved means what? Jagat is existent. Yeah. But you do not know jagat is. You mean deep sleep state, prana's function, I'm saying. Prana's function, but you do not know prana's exist.
You do not know.
That's what. The whole jagat is resolved means what? Whole jagat is resolved means what? Jagat exists. But for you, jagat is not there. So what? The jagat is as good as non-existent. So what? Look at this. Jagat is as good as non-existent. Amazing, isn't it? Jagat may be there. Jaramada, irundalam illada madari. See, jagat cannot, doesn't have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. In spite of you. Understand now? That is why we say jagat is jadam, we say. Why you say this jagat is existent? See, jagat doesn't disappear. Please understand one thing. Why it is called jadam? If I am, the awareness is not there. This jagat has no capacity to reveal its existence by itself. Come on, I'm here, look at me, see. It doesn't have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. It is very much dependent on you to be known, to come to light. That is why in deep sleep, jagat will be there, pranas are functioning. Okay, only the sense, look at this, of the sukshma, please listen to me, of the sukshma, the aham thought is up, all thoughts are up. I thought is resolved, the knowledge that I am, which is of a thought, which is resolved, all thoughts will be resolved. If all thoughts are resolved means what? Immediately all subtle factors, the 10 powers, 5 sense powers, 5 powers of organs of actions, will all be resolved. Resolved means what? They won't function. That is why body doesn't move. You are sitting and sleeping or falling flat in sleep, but still, no activity. That's why somebody comes and takes a fan, it will fall like this. You know that? Because no physical activity is possible because powers of organs of actions are resolved. You don't speak. And then all sense powers are resolved. Therefore what? No sound is heard. No perception takes place. No form and light is seen. Nothing. But what is functioning? Pranas alone are functioning. It keeps the body alive. The prana have to function. But you are not aware of the prana's functioning. Like how you do not know the jagat exists. That is what the whole jagat is resolved. Means what? Whole jagat minus you, jagat does not have a capacity to reveal its existence by itself. Thanaga ni illana ulagam valangadu. Unakku valangadu. Isn't it? That is why he says here, hey, but this awareness is one thing, the reality, the Paramapurna Sat, the all-pervasive absolute reality which is No, always shines. Always annaham bhati. Always. There is no time awareness is not there. That alone is there. When he says, ahami leenake api, even when the I thought is resolved, but what, how does it shine? As what is, as the reality of the I thought exists, ahami leenake api, alaya sattaya, you know, it no, is absolute existence. Adam aham pada abhikyam shines. What aham pada abhikyam? Awareness. What is aham now? Just a thought form. You only understand thought form. Understand now, like H2, wave is a form which you see perceived through physical eyes. Form, that's all, isn't it? A form of a given name, of a given form is wave. So aham is what? Name of a given thought, thought form. What is the content? What is the essence? What is existence? What is the, you know, implied? By wave is what? H2. Or similarly, what is implied? The origin, the existence of the content of the I thought is what? Pure awareness. That awareness shines even when the form goes. Thought form resolves. Like wave form resolves, still H2O continues to be there. So even the I thought, the thought form resolves, still awareness is there. That's what he says. Ahami leenake api alaya sattaya, as absolute existence, that what is implied with the I thought, the awareness shines anvaham bhati yappa paramarul illam poch. That is why ennanjal neengadan thalvaga, even for a second, fraction of second, there is no fraction of second, awareness is not there. What is this there then? What is there, what is not there, everything is becomes, you are aware of what is there, what is not there, when it is not there, when it is there, everything in awareness, isn't it? That is why I think you have to reform this book, it will become very clear. Now he says, why it doesn't shine? He says, a not live is I thought, looker is apart from the I thought, all other thoughts, all the sense powers, powers of organs of actions, even the pranas which are functioning in the physical, even pranas which are, pranas are always functioning. Never time pranas now go on strike. When they go on strike, and that is when you had to send word, isn't it?
Yes.
Or we have special make special calls and book crematorium and all that. That's a different thing. But that's why pranas always were functioning, but still they're also what now? Jadam only. The pranas, the sense powers, the powers of organs of actions, even the all the thoughts which are centered on this I thought, the entire mind, manaha, pranaha, indriyani, they also what? Vigraha, this physical body, not in the physical body, anything and everything external to the physical body, the gross and subtler as good as your pranas and your physical body. Okay, they're all jadam. Asat. Asat means what? They do not have independent existence. They are all mithya. Mithya means what? You know, independent existence. They manifest and unmanifest, they become manifest, they become unmanifest. It all this manifest and unmanifestation happen constantly in what? In the awareness only. The waves rise, the waves exist, the waves resolve in H2O. Similarly, here also the jagat, the subtle sukshma sariram, the sthula sariram, sthula jagat, sukshma jagat, all this whole is what now? All the world of objects which constitute the jagat. Lokaha, lokete iti lokaha. The very word, universe is called lokaha because it is an object of perception. That which is seen, perceived is loka. So here whole world of objects, which is inclusive of anything and everything external to the physical body, subtle and gross, imperceptible and the perceptible, visible and the invisible, which is inclusive of your physical body, your mind, your pranas, your own. Understand now? Individual pranas and sense powers and powers of organs of actions, all of them together are mithya. Mithya means what? Asat. Asat means what? They do not have independent existence. Why? Because they depend on, they're all, because, understand now, they're only manifestation, world of objects. It's a claim of asat, and they're jadam. Why? They do not have the capacity to reveal their existence by themselves. Tanaga vilangara bhakti adu kadayadu. Adhaal jadam solradu. எது ஜடம்னா எது தானாகவே விளங்காதோ, தானாக விளங்கி எதற்கு இல்லையோ அது ஜடம். சோ ஹி சேஸ் ஹியர் விக்கிரஹன் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஒன் ஆவ் விக்கிரஹேந்திரிய பிராணதீத மகா பிராணதீத மகா நாகமேக சஜடம் யசத் நாகமேக சஜடம் யசத் விக்கிரஹேந்திரிய பிராணதீத மகா விக்கிரஹேந்திரிய பிராணதீத மகா நாகமேக சஜடம் யசத் நாகமேக சஜடம் யசத். Once you know what awareness is, it's so beautiful to know. Ignorance is a state of mind which is awareness. Listen, ignorance is nothing but a state of mind which is awareness. Amazing, isn't it? Knowledge also is awareness, ignorance also is awareness. Knowledge is state of mind is awareness. No, ignorance is state of mind also is awareness. அறியாமையும் ஒரு மனநிலை, அறிவும் மனநிலை, இரண்டு மனநிலைக்கும் இருப்பா இருக்கின்ற பரம்பொருள்னு அறிவு. அமேசிங், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? லுக் அட் திஸ். விக்கிரஹ இந்திரிய பிராண தி தமஹ. விக்கிரஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? விக்கிரஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? திஸ் ஸ்டாச்சு, லைக் விக்கிரஹ இஸ் அ ஸ்டாச்சு. ஹியர் வாட்ஸ் அ ஸ்டாச்சு? வித் ஆல் திஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் லிம்ஸ், பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி ஷேப்ட். இந்திரியாணி, ஆல் கர்ம இந்திரியாணி, ஞான இந்திரியாணி, ஆல் சட்டில் பவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் பர்செப்ஷன், பவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், அண்ட் பிராணாக, ஆல் பிசியாலஜிக்கல் ஃபங்க்ஷன்ஸ், தி இன்டலெக்ட் நாலெட்ஜ், தி ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் ஃபார் மைண்ட், ஆல் தி தாட்ஸ். ஆல் தி தாட்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? யூ கேன் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் நவ் அகங்கார தி நாலெட்ஜ் தட் ஐ ஆம் and the anything added to the notion aham, chittam, memory, buddhihi, intellect, knowledge, understanding, perception, recognition, clear clarity, confusion, enthusiasm, mind, dullness, desires, anger, jealousy, hatred, etc., all other things, the mind, intellect, memory, all the thoughts together constitute varieties of waves together, constitute one ocean. Is there also multifarious number of this thought waves constitute the mind? All the dhi manaha ahanka in ignorance also is just thought. Ariyama enga irukku? Ariyama enna or manil evlo dhaan ignorance. Now in this mind, all the powers, this physical body, all are what he says, na aham, the I is not any of them. I is not the physical body. Na aham. Na aham is what? I is not physical body. I is not sense powers. I is not powers of organs of actions. I is not the mind. I is not any thought form and name, thought form or any gross form. I is not any of this. Na aham. Understand? Then what is this? He says, as ye aham ye kasat. What is this I? I is the only existence, the only reality. I is the only reality, the only absolute existence. What is only absolute existence, the reality, the pure awareness? What is that? He says, tat asat jadam. This entire, all these things, okay, all these other things, he says, asat, mithya, not reality, not sat, asat. But what is this then? It's only jadam. It is inert by nature. Why it is inert? Because it doesn't have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. In the absence of light, opaque object doesn't come to light. Opaque object may be there, the chair may be here. The chair is very much existent, but it doesn't come to light. If it doesn't shine, it is cannot be known. If it is not known, it is as good as non-existent. Irundalum illada madri. Ariyappadatha porul, vilangatha porul, irundalum illada madri. Is it clear now? That's why it's very important. What is its lens existence? Similarly, the jadam means the entire world of objects. See, world, when you say, it's a world of objects. World of objects of perception. You have to remember that whole thing, which should be included in what? Your mind, your I thought also should be resolved there. What else is there then? Awareness. Is it clear now? So awareness alone is what now? Satyam. Ekam sat. What about the entire whole jagat then? Asat. Mithya. Why? It is dependent on mithya jagat is dependent on satyam atma for its existence. The awareness. Therefore what? It is jadam. Is it clear now? What he says. We'll go to the next one.
Sattvabhasika chitvavetara. Sattvabhasika chitvavetara.
You have very this. You have to take this book home and sit and read again and again and again, and you see it become very clear. Read carefully. If you have any doubt, you can come back and ask me also.
Sattvabhasika chitvavetara. Sattvabhasika chitvavetara. Sattayahi chi chittayahyaham. Sattayahi chi chittayahyaham. Sattvabhasika chitvavetara. Sattvabhasika chitvavetara. Sattayahi chi chittayahyaham. Sattayahi chi chittayahyaham.
Actually, sattvabhasika chit kva va itara. No? Sattvabhasika means what? Sattvam means, sattva means existence. Sattvam also existence. Sattvabhasika, look at this. See, the existence of the object, look at this. Now the chair is, how do you say? Please listen to me carefully. Chair is means what? Chair exists. No? Chair exists. Chair is means there is existence of chair. What is that which really illumines the existence of the chair? Light. Chair is, for you to say chair is, means what? Chair's existence is. How can you say the chair is existent? When can you say chair irikkirathu? When can you say chair is? Chair existence is means only when the chair shines. The chair doesn't shine. Can you say chair is existent? You can't say. So what is that which illumines the existence of the chair now? Light. Okay, the existence of opaque object is dependent on the existence of the light. Therefore, what is that which lends existence to the chair? Light. Opaque object is light. Similarly, what is that? The existence of awareness is the existence of the physical body, existence of the I thought, existence of awareness is existence of the mind, existence of pranas, existence of sense powers, existence of powers of organs of actions, existence of the entire external world of objects. Therefore what? Awareness is, there is knowledge that the jagat is. Then what? Jagat is, existence of jagat is. Therefore existence of awareness is the existence of the jagat. Is it clear now? Why? It exists, awareness is not there, this light, jagat cannot come to light. Because it is jadam. It doesn't have the capacity to reveal its presence by itself, existence by itself. It is dependent on awareness to come to light, to be known. Therefore, what? Existence of awareness is the existence of the inert universe. Therefore, awareness is the very existence of the jagat. So he says, sattvabhasika chitkvavetara. Is there any other existence other than awareness? Is there any other existence, is there anything else which illumines the existence of the jagat? Is there any other light? Is there anything else which illumines, which brings to light which brings to your knowledge the existence of the jagat. Sattaya hi. I tell you, it is amazing. These verses, if you really understand, I wish you can follow the Sanskrit. Ranu his Sanskrit, Garamula Sanskrit. Sattaya hi chi, chittaya hi aham. Therefore, what? Therefore, he says, Sattis, what is there as this Sat? Sattaha irupadu chitte. Appadi solla Tamil. How will you say that? Sattaya hi chit. What is there as this Sat is nothing but chit. And what is there as the chit is nothing but I. It means what? I of the I. I of the wave is H2O. I of the I thought is what? H2O. Awareness. Don't say H2O. I of the I thought is what now? Awareness. It's good. Isn't I of the I thought is awareness. That's like I of the I. This is what all people who write philosophy books, no? Small eye, big eye, they say this. Kolappudu anpottu. No? I just want to talk about the small eye, big eye. Understand now? I is a vritti, the thought, and which for the, where does it rise from, where does it exist, where does it is always pure awareness. The pure awareness, the content of I thought is said to be the I of the I. Okay, what is there as the eye of the eye is awareness. And that awareness is what? There is the chit. Okay, this awareness is the chit. And the awareness alone is there as the sat, existence. Of what? Of this entire jagat, which alone lends existence to, which illumines the existence of the jagat. Sattva bhasika, sattvam bhasayati. See, now sattvam of the chair, no? Is what now? The existence of the chair is brought to light by what? By the light. Light brings to light the existence of the chair. Similarly, the existence of the jagat is brought to knowledge by what? By knowledge, the awareness. Therefore, what? Awareness is the existence. Existence of awareness is the existence of the jagat. Because jagat is jadam. Therefore, awareness is the existence of the jagat. Awareness, there is no other thing, there is no other knowledge other than this awareness which brings to light, it brings to understand, brings to knowledge the existence of the jagat. Therefore, awareness alone is there as the sat. Okay? Sattayahi chit. Chittayahi aham. In fact, what is there as the awareness? What is the requisite awareness? Is nothing but the I of the I thought. So, do it next verse. Now he's got, therefore what now? Therefore, who is Ishwaraha now? Who is the Lord now? This, I want to make it very clear again. Who is the Lord? Yes, this was a big thing, okay? Because now this the big confusion about Ishwara concept. What do we mean by Ishwaraha? Let me tell you, make it very clear now. Okay, this awareness is what now? The pure awareness. What is another synonym of the awareness? Pure consciousness. What is another word for pure awareness, pure consciousness? Pure knowledge. Shuddham Chaitanyam, Shuddha Jnanam. Understand now? Jnanam, Chaitanyam, Chit, Chitihi. All these words we have in Sanskrit. Pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge. All the three mean the same only. Arive Devam. Understand now? We say that. So this awareness, what we say, he says Sattva Brahman. What is it now? Brahman. Brahman means what? A Brahman is a word which implies the reality. Why it implies the reality? Because reality happens to be the subtlest existence. Understand? No, subtlest. Subtlest means what? Subtler than even the knowledge. Subtler than even the thought. You know how subtle the thought is. Subtle means what? You cannot perceive through physical eyes. Isn't it? Subtle means that which is imperceptible through senses is what? Subtle. So thought itself is anger. You know, anger is. We don't know how anger looks. Kopam irukkirundha theriyuma thavara. We don't know. That is why we had to personify characters. You don't know. The desire is, you know. But how the desire looks, you don't know. That means what? Subtle means what? Imperceptible. Imperceptible. Purangalukku vilangadhu. Purangal moolamaga ariyappada mudiyadhu. Understand now. That which cannot be seen, perceived through senses, that which can, which is available for thought, perception, you can understand. Anger is, you understand, but you don't know how anger is. How anger looks. It is subtle. So, thought itself, any mind, this is the subtlest of the manifestations, means the reality, the existence of the very thought must be what? Subtler than that, much abstract, isn't it? Abstract, ati nutpamana porul, paramporul. Subtlest is the reality. That is why this reality is not indicated by a word. No word can ever indicate an object reality. Paramporulai sollal kurikkappada mudiyadhu. Or sol paramporulai kaatta mudiyadhu. No way. A reality cannot be described, explained you by words. Why? This is called inexplicable, indescribable. Why it cannot be described? Why it can be explained? Because if the anything which can be described or explained by words becomes what? An object of knowledge. It has some gunas to be explained, to be described. And the second thing, a word itself, look at this. Why a word cannot reveal the reality? Please understand. Sol yen paramburulai kaatta mudiyadhu. Listen. Book, a word reveals an object. For mic reveals an object. Flower reveals an object. A padam, a padyate anena iti padam. That's by which something is reached is called what? Padam. In Sanskrit language, a word is said to be padam. Why is called padam? That by which something is arrived at, comprehended. That's why it's called padam. A play which is arrived at by something is what? Padaha. Padyate anena iti padaha. Padyate anena iti padam. Sollukkum pal, nam footukkum, we have both word and foot. We use the word padam and padaha. Padam also, foot also is only the word padam. Chinna chinna padam vait. We say that. It means what? That something is arrived at. When you say book, immediately something is arrived at, understood. But here reality cannot avoach him. Reality cannot be arrived at by words. Why? Because, please listen to me carefully. Word is a sound, okay? Word is what? Which comes out as the sound is what? Nothing but expression of a thought. Therefore, word is what? Modified form of thought. What is thought? Thought itself is manifest. Manifestation. But we are talking about what? The very reality which is the source of the thought. Therefore what? A word which is an expression of thought cannot reveal the source of the thought. Prida. Amazing, isn't it? You have to remember why it is vacham agocharam. Why it cannot be, words can never talk about reality. Anything, a word can talk about an object, never about a subject. Why? Because, subject of knowledge. Why? Because a word itself is what? Expression of a thought. Modified form of a thought, isn't it? Thought itself is what? Already a manifestation. But what is reality? Reality is the very source of the thought. Grandfather can talk about the completely all about the grandchild. He knew in and through of this grandchild coming into being. But the grandchild can say something about the grandfather, but not all about the grandfather. This fellow was not even there when the grandfather was very young. How can he talk about the grandfather's childhood days? Very simple. Neither he heard from his grandfather. What he can tell is very little. Not all about it, everything as it is to us. Isn't it? Similarly, word cannot talk about reality. Word cannot reveal reality. So what now he says, therefore, that is why it cannot be talked about by the word. So what he says is, that is why it is not indicated by the word. Reality is not indicated by a word. Now you know why it is not indicated. It is not indicated means, but there are some words which talk about the reality. They do not reveal directly, but they only reveal the reality through implication. That means what? They imply the reality. Imply means what? They reveal the nature of the reality, how the reality is. Oh, what reality is not? Brahman is a word. Brahman means what? Like mic, when you say, immediately mic directly indicates the object. The word indicates the object. Brahman, does it indicate the object? Brahman. No. That means what? It only through implication it reveals. Through implication means what? It reveals the, it implies the swarupam. No, Brahman means what? That which is big, that which is of the nature of limitlessness. That which is of the nature of limitlessness is the biggest. Brahman means big. Limitlessness means what? That which is free from all possible limitations. That word distinguishes Brahman from everything, whole Jagat. Why the whole Jagat, which is a world of objects, which is inclusive of the subtlest manifestations mind, which is inclusive of the I thought, now which is centered on which the whole Jagat exists. Understand now? Is what now? It is not. It distinguishes the Brahman. Why? Everything is Mithya. Everything is subject to all three possible limitations. The world of objects, anything which is an object, is subject to what? All three possible limitations. So everything in this universe is what? No, subject to all the limitations. Yella kuregalukkum, valeregalukkum utpattadu jagat. What limitation? Time limitation, spatial limitation, object limitation. There is nothing in this world which is free from limitations. This all makes you think. I know it's repetition, but it will make you think. Nothing in this world is subject to none. Everything is subject to time limitation, object limitation, spatial limitation. Then, so that which is not subject to time limitation, that which is not subject to spatial limitation, that which is not subject to object limitation, that which is always, that which is everywhere, that which is as everything is what? Isn't it? Distinguished from what? All the world of objects. So time-wise, object-wise, space limitless is limitlessness. Isn't it? So the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is of the nature of fullness, which is the very reality, which is the very existence of the whole Jagat, is nothing but pure awareness. Therefore what? Pure consciousness alone is implied by the word Brahman, not indicated by the word Brahman. That's why reality is always implied through its what now? In terms of its swarupam. Therefore reality is understood in terms of its swarupam. So Brahman, when you say, so reality, now I tell you, now what is the Lord now? Who is the Lord? Reality is Brahman. Now reality is implied by the word Brahman. Why? Because of its swarupam. The word Brahman only reveals the swarupam of the reality. Doesn't indicate the reality. Ippidhaan irukku paramarul kaatradilla. And tanmayai kaattudhu. Iyalbai kaattudhu. How reality is? Reality is of the nature of timelessness. Is free from spatial limitation. Is free from object limitation. Why? Because there is nothing which is not reality. Nothing which is where the reality is not there. There is no space, no time when it is not there. That means what? This word Brahman implies the swarupam of the reality. Yenda swarupathil, yenda uruvil paramurul irikkirudhengirudha காட்டுறதை தவிர இதுதான் பிரைட்டா காட்டுறது கிடையாது. தட்ஸ் வை த்ரூ இம்ப்ளிகேஷன் ரிவீல்ஸ். Clear now? Now you understood, so Brahman is equal to what? The implied meaning of the word Brahman is what now? Awareness. Why? Because nothing greater than the awareness, bigger than the awareness. Awareness alone is free from time limitation. Awareness free from special limitation. Awareness alone is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear now? Brahman. Now we say, hey, Brahman is very clear now. Awareness is another word. Aware is implied by the word Brahman. That's fine. Reality. Now what is Ishwaraha? Ishwaraha, Ishaha, the Lord, the God. We say, Talaivan, Nathan, Talaivan. We say, no? So who is the Lord here? When you say there are only Satyam and Mithya, two things, two orders of the same reality. There's a third thing. Sadhi irandoliye verilai. Understand now? So we say only Satyam and Mithya. With reference to ocean, even though you see, you know, so many waves and all that, you reduce all the waves to what? One ocean. Reduce all the waves together into what? One thing, ocean. Now you say, next what you say, of this ocean, what else is there? H2O. Now, of this H2O and ocean, what is ocean? Ocean is a name and a form plus H2O. What is H2O? H2O. So what is dependent, what is independent here? Ocean, the name and form, minus H2O is zero. Ocean, the name and form, plus H2O is ocean. Ocean, H2O minus ocean, the name and form, is still H2O. So what is dependent, what is independent here? So H2O can exist independent of the ocean. But the ocean name and form will disappear without the water. Therefore what? H2O is satyam, ocean is just as though, which is mithya. So these two, now we have to say that which lends existence is that which lends life. The life of the ocean is H2O. Therefore what? H2O is the Lord of the ocean. H2O, the reality, the existence of the ocean, is the Lord of the ocean. Similarly, Brahman, the awareness, the reality, the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, fullness, pervasiveness, is the Lord of the universe. Jagannathaha, Jagadishaha, Vishwanathaha. We have all gods are named like this. Then who is the Vishwanatha? Who is the Lord of the universe? Universe is the Lord of the universe. That means what? Universe is the Lord. Why? Water, the H2O, Lord of the ocean, is not the ocean. But the entire ocean is nothing but H2O, the Lord. Similarly, pure awareness, the consciousness, the Brahman, the existence of the universe, Lord of the universe is not the universe, but the entire universe is nothing but the Lord, the awareness. Is it clear now? Who is Ishwaraha now? Awareness is the Ishwaraha. Who is the Ishwaraha now? Whole Jagat is awareness. So what? Whole Jagat is Ishwaraha. Jagannatha is there as the Jagat. Why? Lord is non-separate. Creator and the creation are non-separate. Really speaking, there is no creation at all. There is only manifestation. We don't say even manifestation. Just Bhagavan is. Reality alone is. So, but we want to give three different names. That from which all the waves and ocean come into being is what? Water. Therefore, I want to say, water is not the creator of the waves, because water does not sit and do the action, okay? But from the standpoint of the waves, The creator of the waves is water. Okay, why there's no action here? Similarly, water does not sit and does the job of sustaining the waves. But there's no other sustainer of the waves other than water. Well, the standpoint of the waves, sustainer of the waves is water. And that into which all the waves resolve is nothing but water. Therefore, what? The one, the resolver of the waves also is what? Water. Similarly, the awareness, the only Brahman, the only reality, the only existence, the only Satyam, okay, is what? The Lord of the universe, the whole Jagat which is nothing but the same Lord, is what? There is no other Lord, there is no other Ishvara, there is no other creator other than awareness from which the Jagat has come into being. For the creator of the Jagat is what? Awareness, the Lord. The sustainer of the Jagat is who? Awareness, the Lord. The one in whom the whole Jagat resolves is who? The awareness. So what? We want to give three different names for the same awareness. As what? Brahma, Vishnu, Shivaha. Vishnu Trayishwara, Murti Trayishwara. We have a temple in Sushindram. Thanumalayan Kovil irukku. Adhu is Ariyum Shivanum onnu Ariyalan mela mannu. The one who does not know this fact, in his mouth there is a clay. There is some guy goes rhyming in Tamil. Onnu mannu. That's why. In English it doesn't make any sense.
Well, vayil
mannu. Mannu no buddhi natho. Vayil mannu buddhi. Ingiyum buddhi mannu. Clay natho. So what he says is, see, this is, therefore, what, who is Ishvara now? Is it clear now for you? Ishvara is clear or not? Now, who is Ishvara? There's no, understand, whole Jagat is Ishvara. Ishvara is the name, just the name, status, okay, given to the reality. By whom? The standpoint of the individual who sees, who understands everything as the reality. Wherein he resolved his individuality also. Where is this body sitting outside of this aware Jagat? This body, this mind, these thoughts, these sense powers, these powers of organs of action. I see so clearly. The whole, where is it? Is it part of the whole? Isn't it? What is there? Just the Bhagavan. This is why I tell you, like a 3D movie, okay? It works like that. Keep on listening and listening and listening and listening and listening. Hardly everything goes. You just will see so clearly. The 3D pictures in our Gurukulam, we have one lady.
Devi's got one there.
Where?
The same picture.
We have got this. Two of those.
Not that one.
Yeah.
No, the one you did see, one in the Gurukulam, the Lady Liberty.
Yeah, we have this one, we have two here.
Lady Liberty.
Similar ones, so two. Okay. My son had it in his bedroom, so we brought it here.
Amazing, isn't it?
We saw it.
It looks nothing. It looks everything like that, no?
Yes.
You keep on staring at it, after some time everything will disappear. You will suddenly the thumpy coming up. See, this is something, it's amazing, isn't it? See, that is at least very object. But here, in understand buddhi, why I don't talk about it? Because it is not something object like that. Oh, this one.
And it's in your mind.
Oh. Same with liberty or what?
No, not such a liberty.
No, it's other way
down.
No, it's good. Just expand your mind. I don't want to show it because it tells you exactly what it is there in the bottom.
See, you know what expansion of mind? Resolving the mind is expanding the mind. Know that? The mind is resolved, mind has become what? Reality. Reality is what? Can't be extended anymore. Amazing.
That's
you got it?
Yeah.
That's the other one.
It's good. 9:30, isn't it? I'm sorry, 9:30. Some break is good, isn't it? It feels very cold.
No, I just sat like this, like it's comfortable.
What is Rucha? Little girl has gone for some party, something or something.
Blue tag.
Huh?
No.
Huh?
Oh, there is blue tag in this. Yes.
In this one.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Like
you got it well, right? That's it.
You got it.
Yes. Mr. Pratt. Yeah. Isn't it blue tag in?
So Shivaji is the only one who got it so far.
One.
Which one? This one?
This one.
Oh, that
one. Yeah.
This one is more difficult.
No. No, these words are not difficult. Actually, it just goes like that. But, no, it's very... No, no. See, what he says in this context, actually, you know, that's why the Ishvara... Because the Ishvara Tattvam and Brahman, reality, what do you mean Ishvara? Talaivan, Iraivan, no? Bhagavan, we use different words. In English language, we have the word Lord. The one who is not Lord by anything else, isn't it? What not? What being Lord means what? Not being dependent on anything else for its existence. The self-existent reality is the Lord. And you say the whole Jagat is in fact that Lord. But Lord is not Jagat. Isn't it? Reality is not the Jagat. When we are very clear, H2O is not the ocean and waves. When you say we are very clear. But the ocean and waves are nothing but H2O. So the reality, the Lord of awareness, is not the universe. But the entire ocean is what? The reality, the Lord. Is it clear now? Isha. Therefore, what now? Who is Isha now? What is the Lord now? Whole Jagat is Isha. Isha is not the Jagat. That is, when you say, who is the Lord? What is the Lord? All that is there is the Lord. Every wave is H2O. All the waves are H2O. Entire ocean is H2O. So, what now? Every object of knowledge, subtle, subtler, subtlest, gross, grosser, grossest, invisible or visible, perceptible or imperceptible, every object is what? Every object, no object of knowledge is outside of knowledge. Like what? No opaque object exists outside of the knowledge that the object exists. Please understand, no opaque object exists outside of the knowledge that the object exists. Isn't it? Similarly, and then we say the no object of knowledge exists outside of the knowledge that the object exists. Isn't it? So knowledge is where? Where is knowledge? There is no knowledge which exists outside of the knower. Understand now? You cannot separate dancer and the dance, Nataraja. Can you separate the dancer and the dance? No. Can you separate the knowledge and the knower? No. That knowledge is knower only. Who is the knower? Knower is awareness, pure knowledge. So what is the knowledge here? Vritti jnanam. Who is the knower? Swarupa jnanam. Understand now? Swarupa jnanam. Swarupam. The reality, the pure knowledge is swarupa jnanam. Understand now? Brahman is what now? The source of knowledge. And what is this knowledge of any object? Vritti. this is your, please remember this, dancer, dance is not outside of dancer. Knowledge is not outside of knower. There is no distance between dancer and the dance. Dance is dancer. Look at this. Dance is dancer only. So knowledge is knower. There are true, you know what, vritti, the thought knowledge is what? Vritti jnanam. You have to think about like waves, H2O. The vritti knowledge is what? Knower. Who is the knower? The pure knowledge. Reality. Is it clear now? Therefore what? The whole jagat is knowledge. The entire universe is knowledge manifest. Pure knowledge being manifest is what? Total knowledge, manifestation of knowledge is what? Awareness is what? The reality. The whole jagat. Whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Arivinudaya mulu velipadananna. Jagat. Isn't it? Therefore, we say, who is Ishaha now? Who is the Lord? There is, all that is there is knowledge. All that is there is Ishwaraha. All that is there is Ishaha. Which is inclusive of what? Every individual being. All that is there is Ishwaraha means, the whole jagat is Ishwaraha means, it includes, wherein what is resolved now? Every wave is part of the ocean, isn't it? Like, what about you? Which is, where is you now? Where is I sitting now? Where is I sitting now? The body is jagat, Ishwara. Jagat is Ishwara. Body is Ishwara. Ishwara is not the body. Body is Ishwara. The function, every tissue, cell is Ishwara. The functions are Ishwara. The law is Ishwara. Pranas are Ishwara. Powers are Ishwara. Every thought is Ishwara. All thoughts together Ishwara. Thus I also is Ishwara. Which is not Bhagavan now? Which is not Ishwara? Where is I? Your I has been shifted and dissolved in what? In I. Understand now? I has been, the individual I has been shifted and resolved in what? I. The I of everything. Awareness. I is no more. It's called Aham Nasha. Understand now? Ankar Nasha. Arivil Ayuvunna. Arivil Ayuvunna Ayuvu Kadaiyadu. Ahankaram Ayikirathu. Dukkam Ayikirathu. Isn't it? Yes, Ishwara. There's no real Ayuvu. Dukkathinudu Ayuvu. So we say, this what is Ishwara. Now you want to worship. Jagat is not there. Jagat is still Ishwara. Jagat is unmanifest in deep sleep state. What happened to Jagat? Still Ishwara. Jagat is subtly manifest. Still Ishwara. The whole cosmos is manifest. Grass, you know, is manifest Ishwara. Manifest also is Ishwara. Unmanifest also is Ishwara. Unmanifest, you don't see the differences. For Shivalingam, Shiva. Whole is manifest. You see, all colorful, everything is, no, that's why Lakshmi, Mahavishnu, with all diamonds glittering, no, also, no, this manifest. So we have, why personifications are also very beautiful, very well thought and presented, but you have to understand the connection. Something very abstract is given through, taught through the grass personifications. Okay, now tell you, where is Ishwara? Therefore, but still the jiva. Eh, there is no jiva. Understand now? It's like a concept. Only Buddha. Jiva only in the buddhi. Where is jiva sitting now? Only in the thought, from a thought. There is no real jiva. Understand now? There is no real jiva. There is only, that means what? Jiva is there. Yes, mithya. Jiva is there, only is a mithya. Okay, there is no real jiva. Individual means what? But there's difference between Ishwara and Jiva. Yes. How difference? Isha Jiva Yor. Bhed, no? this veshadhi bhida, isha jivayoho bedaha, between the Ishvara and individual, Ishvara the total, macrocosm, and jiva the individual, the microcosm, the bedaha is what now? Veshadhi, due to the vesha, due to the what now? The difference in the isha veda, isha jiva madhye bedaha, isha jivayor madhye bedaha, the difference between Ishaha and Jivaha, which is seemingly there, is due to the difference in the Vesha. What is the Vesha? The Upadis. The costume of Upadis alone, from the standpoint of the costume of Upadis of Upadis, the costume of Jiva and Ishvara only, there is a seeming difference, there is no absolute difference. Understand? Why? Because the reality of the jiva also is awareness. The reality of jagat, individual, total also is what? Awareness. Like the individual wave also, truth of individual wave is H2O. The truth of the total ocean also is H2O. Where is the difference? Isn't it? The standpoint, the name and form, the upadhi is this difference. The standpoint, the absolute reality, without which the wave cannot exist at all, without the ocean cannot exist at all. From the standpoint of the H2O, there is no difference, because H2O has no differences. H2O is one indivisible whole there. Similarly here, the pure consciousness, the pure awareness, which has no parts, which can be divided into many, which is one indivisible partless whole, which is the existence, which is the reality of the whole jagat, without which the reality and the individual cannot exist at all. The standpoint of reality, there is no difference between Jiva and Ishvara. Difference is, there is empirical mithya costume of upadis, there is difference between Jiva and Ishvara. The standpoint of absolute reality, there is no difference at all, because reality is one indivisible partless whole. That is why this is actually based on what? Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. This Mahavakyam, which is said to be a Mahavakyam, not a Samanya Vakyam, because the smallest sentence, that the what? Adi Niyah Irikirai. Apparamburul Niyahve Irikirai. Irikirathu. Understand now? Niyah and the Paramburulah Irikirai. In fact, what? When you say that equation, now if there's really there's difference between wave and ocean, I tell you, the wave can never become ocean. Okay? It's impossible for, then you cannot equate the wave to ocean at all. There's no difference at all between wave and ocean. Then why? What is the need for it to equate the wave to the ocean? Isn't it? Very important. So similarly, Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, if there is no individual, there's no difference at all between individual and the Lord, the whole. What is an individual? An individual is a being which forms part of the whole cosmos, is what? An individual. So there is, okay, from the standpoint of the upadis, there definitely difference is there. If there is no difference at all, then you don't need to equate individual is Ishvara. You don't need to say that. Maybe you don't need to say that. And the difference is definitely there between individual and the Ishvara. It is impossible for you to be equate to Ishvara. There must be difference, there must be non-difference, only then equation is possible, equation can be made. And here what? From the standpoint of mithya upadis, there is difference between individual and the total, the Lord, which is inclusive of the individual. Whereas, why? The totality, the Lord, is inclusive of the individual, whereas individual upadi does not include the whole. That is the difference. The ocean, entire ocean, is inclusive of the wave, the individual wave. The individual wave is not inclusive of what? Does not include the ocean. Therefore what? Wave is small, ocean is big. Therefore individual is limited being, total is limitless. But from the standpoint of the reality, absolute reality, the existence of the individual and the ocean, and the total, the universe, there's no difference. Not bad, I'm really doing very fast. Isha jivayor veshadhi bhida. Isha jivayor veshadhi bhida. Satsvabhavato vastu kevalam. Satsvabhavato vastu kevalam. Isha jivayor veshadhi bhida. Isha jivayor veshadhi bhida. Satsvabhavato vastu kevalam. Satsvabhavato vastu kevalam. Come on, Isha jivayoho madhye veshadhi bhida. The difference is only due to difference in the costume of upadhi is only. Actually speaking, satsvabhavataha, from the standpoint of the nature, absolute reality of both individual and the total, the universe, was kevalam vastu. What is, there is only the reality, therefore there is no difference. Kevalam vastu means what? Only vastu is there. You resolve what? From the standpoint of reality, you have to resolve both what? But vastu alone is there means what? You have to resolve both. When you say, from the standpoint of the nama, rupa, wave and ocean, there's difference. The standpoint of the H2O, you resolve both what? Wave also is H2O, ocean also is H2O. Vastu, the H2O alone is there. There's no such thing called ocean. There's no such thing called wave from the standpoint of H2O. And then what? They don't have independent existence. They don't have countability. Similarly, here also, the standpoint of the pure awareness, there is no individual. There is no total universe. Understand now? Everything is what? No, they don't have countability. Why? They don't have independent existence. A second thing. Therefore, vastu alone is there. Awareness alone, satyam alone is there. Therefore, what? The reality, Ishvara only is there. Just all that is there is only Ishvara. This is what? In resolving one's individuality in totality, the Ishvara. This is what? Resolving ahankara in Ishvara. This is one on recognizing one's freedom from limitations. One becoming free from limitations. This is how, also what? This is what is Isha Darshanam. We say Bhagavad Sakshatkaram. What is Bhagavad Sakshatkaraha? Kandavar Vindilar. All those things we say, really speaking now, those who have seen, they do not express, they can't express what they have seen. They say that, really speaking, what should they express? Understand? They do know that, so they don't need to express. They express means again they fail. This is why they say here, so what he says here, so Veshahanat Swatma Darshanam. Veshahanata swatma darshanam, Isha darshanam swatma rupataha, Isha darshanam swatma rupataha. Veshahanataha. Veshahana means what? When you resolve the I thought in awareness, thereby resolve all thoughts in awareness as mithya, then you resolve all the world of opposition to mithya as what now? Veshahanataha. Okay, when you resolving the entire world of objects, resolving ahankara in awareness, you have what? Swatma darshanam. You see the reality, you have the vision of the reality which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Okay, vision of the reality which is of the nature of pervasiveness. Swatma darshanam. You recognize the reality as one, your own self, as the very I content of I thought. Therefore, he says, Isha darshanam swatma rupataha. Therefore, in the form of the self, what you see is nothing but Ishvara. Okay, when the wave recognizes Swarupam being H2O, then the Swarupam H2O is what? The truth of the whole entire ocean. Therefore, what? Swatma darshanam eva Isha darshanam. Swatma rupataha Isha darshanam. Understand now? Paramatmai Parambarulai Yenge Kandarna. Understand now? A Swatma Darshanam Swatma Rupataha Ishwara Darshanam. One recognizes, see, recognizing the Swarupam, so recognizing the Swarupam reality as the awareness, as a content of I thought is what? Having Swarupam of the self, and having Swarupam of the, knowing the Swarupam of the Swarupam, one's own Swarupam is what? Knowing one's own Atma is, in fact, knowing the Lord, having the vision of the Lord. நான் என்ற சொல்லின் பொருளாயுள்ள நான் எண்ணத்தின் இருப்பாயுள்ள அறிவாகிய பரம்பொருளை புரிந்து கொள்ளுதலே படைப்பின் இருப்பாக இருக்கின்ற படைப்பாக தோன்றுகின்ற இறைவனை காணுதல். There are two different things, isn't it? So he says here very clearly, ஈஷ தர்சனம் ஸ்வாத்ம ரூபதஹ. You want to break? We broke, no, for this 3D. அதே நான் என்ற சொல்லின் நான் என்ற எண்ணத்தின் நான் என்ற சொல்லின் அதாவது நான் என்ற எண்ணத்தின் இருப்பாயுள்ள அறிவென்னும் நுண்ணுணர்வாகிய அறிவு அல்லது நுண்ணுணர்வாகிய பரம்பொருளை
அல்லது நுண்ணுணர்வாகிய
பரம்பொருளை அறிதலே புரிந்து கொள்ளுதலே
பரம்பொருளை
புரிந்து கொள்ளுதலே அறிதலே
புரிந்து கொள்ளுதல்
புரிந்து கொள்ளுதல் அல்லது அறிதல் அறிதலே இறைவனை காணுதல் அப்புறம் நல்லா சொன்னேன் பெட்டர் சென்டென்ஸ் மாதிரி மாத்திரப்பு மாறிடுச்சு அது ஒரு மாதிரி வரும் திடீர்னு மச் பெட்டர் நான் தமிழ்
ஓகே.